The Aryan Warrior Ethos. This is specifically for Aryans, as Aryans have been victimized with a very particular Jewish parlor trick here. Others can apply this as being members of the Satanic Army. This applies no differently. If you see you have the same problem, work to obliterate it and remove it. You are Satan's wolves, not sheep. The Aryan race is a race of knights, warriors, and people of intense pride and love of life. This is our history, with its good and its bad, and our fight and struggle against the Jewish element of decay. Our people have proven over the centuries again and again their willingness to rather face death and anguish or sacrifice than abide by the slavery and any other such condition. We never had freebies in our existence, and we didn't accept freebies. And contrary to the opinion of most, we have never even had it easy. Everything we developed, we created it. Nothing came out of nothing. Everything came from intense millennial labor, and nothing came from privilege or from the skies. Nobody or anyone else has given us everything or anything freely of these attainments, and certainly nobody else. We have had our loyal friends and comrades, and the tide of history has been ever-changing in this troubled epoch. When one is a warrior who fights for Satan, one is fighting in the most serious war there is to fight right now. That is a spiritual war, and this war is of proportions that are heavy, dense, and really obscure, and even unknown. Just take one moment to think about it, so you can understand what this means. The point in winning comes down to always being ready to sacrifice in battles, but always looking out to be victorious and good at warfare, so that you never have to act or be forced to act on this readiness. In wars you go to win, not to make a heroic name under sacrificing. If you go for a heroic death, you are already dead because you are fighting for your death. This is un-Aryan and also un-Satanic. People who think that way need to rewire this misplaced Hollywood belief and give it back to its original owner, the cowardly Jew. While the cowardly Jew has dictated about all these things to gain shekels, the Jew, of course, couldn't handle his own nature, perversion, and, of course, tainting every instinct and subverting it through their original tool of Christianity. A warrior cannot fight hoping for his death, or he does nothing but impersonate Christ. This is a massive deception generated by the Jews in their media and elsewhere, looking to subvert the Aryan spirit and turn this into the spirit of an enslaved Christian or Muslim. The slaves who don't even have a soul, for the Jew owns it. So instead of looking for a martyr's death to make something out of their miserable existence, Satan breeds wolves, and these people are the lowest of the sheep. The hypothetically, historically unexistent Christ was nothing but yet another coward, even in his own story. Eternal victim, coward, and in the end accomplished nothing but making the Jews rich and the gods of the planet. Even his own father, the Jew, in his psycho fables, God of the Universe, betrayed him and sent his own son in a sadomasochistic Hollywood act to troll humanity, which is stated by Jewish prophecy by acting the professional cuck and sacrifice victim. He was meant to act that way in order to fulfill the Jewish prophecies. Is this a paradigm to follow? Does that cancer's abscess come from the Aryan soul and spirit? We need warriors, not martyrs. Wolves who know how to pack up and fight together, while individuals and in unities, not sheep that are beaten into the flock. These are the kinds of people Satan wants. The other masses the Jews can take for stable storing. If you go ready and fearless to take a heroic falling, but with the aim of victory, then this is the correct mindset, the Aryan mindset. This is the Aryan mindset in itself. The other mindset is no different than a Muslim or any other paranoid degenerate who in fact hates life and his own life. The Aryan doesn't go to war because he has nothing to lose, like the petty beggars and slaves of the enemy. Aryans go to war because they have things to lose, and a lot of things to lose. These start from their self, their own pride, their own loyalty, their lands, their own existence, and the existence of their people. Finally, their own integrity and their soul. This is why Aryans are historically, and nobody can take this from them, of the most heroic warriors worldwide. Not because they do not have things to lose. Satan doesn't want people to have the mentality of a slave. This was handed a sickle and is now joining the communist revolution. Satan wants all of his people to think like knights. When the king sends the knights and warriors to battle, he does not expect to see their coffins or their orphan children. The king wants to see the knight standing in front of him, having fulfilled the task, protected his people, and his life still flourishing, so that he will be able to give. In the fateful event that this is not the case, the knight will pass into eternity, but he will return to fight again and again, because this is who the glorious being is. War for life, not war for death or any other reason. Anything is done for advancement, life, and freedom. If you fight for death, you are not fighting in the satanic way. If you fight for life, then you have understood the deeper message in Satanism. This opposite mindset has been under the rug slipped into the Aryan mindset by the Jews, preying on the superior Aryan willingness to sacrifice in combat, which is superior to almost all other people, to create the feeling of one being lost, and therefore the only thing that needs to be done is sacrifice. Did they tell anyone, however, that the 300 were actually going to score a victory, albeit ready to take a heroic death, if this is what would follow? Which historically they largely did, as they destroyed enemy troops 10 or more times the mass that they were. Imagine if Leonidas went in to die or to become a martyr in some sort of second biblical Jewish story. Leonidas would not be an Aryan, but he would be akin to Rabbi Jesus or a radical Islamic death-mongering terrorist. He went in to win and defend his people for their life and for his life and glory. He was also ready to face the other outcome with bravery, which he did, and he went into the hands of the warrior god proud. What would the reaction of the warrior god, if he saw someone and he was in front of him, that he had the innate need to play the martyr, and is thus sacrificed in the first sight? Do you think you can fool the warrior god? These people become heroes because exactly they did not go to become heroes like the Jews as Christ upon some cross on a heavenly Hebrew script, but actually faced extreme fatality against him and strive to victory. This is where victory lies. Deprogram yourself and know the more you rise high in the ladder, the greatest spiritual nukes you can throw to Satan's enemies, same as those who threaten our existence. Aryan is victory for life and furthering of it, bravery in the face of death, and the mixture of both in the exact combination that makes one a godman and a real warrior of hell. The Aryan knight is the one who drinks from the eternal grail of life, not the one who throws it in any way to become a martyr of yet another Bible. The Aryan knight is more than willing to, if necessary, sacrifice and die, but this is for the eternal grail of Lucifer, not for death, but for life, the victory of quality, ineffable life, and the eternal preservation of it. This is the Aryan ethos.